is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two, USAprepares.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's movie night. Madeline Fraser is going to be bringing a movie, and I'll be discussing the observations of what I see in the economy. Top of the hour, you heard discussion about Samsung. By the way, Samsung has manufactured a TV for 2013, and the TV has a camera in the front, and it can be hacked. Let me say it a different way. It can be hacked. So where is your television? Would you like your television to be a window from which the world can watch you through your television? For a long time, people have been wondering, can a television actually see what's going on in the home? Well, now it can. It can. So as I've been to many people's homes, their TV is in a place where they can watch it from all kinds of angles. And lots of people have them either in family rooms or living rooms, and they can watch their TVs from sometimes from the kitchen, or they have them in the kitchen. Now imagine having a television that can be a window from which others outside of your home can watch what's going on in your home. Would you like that? Well, Samsung has that feature that can be hacked. Consider that when you buy your TV. And if you have a TV and it has a camera on it, you might just want to put a piece of tape over that camera. I'm not kidding. And you might want to find out where the microphone is, and you might want to put a piece of tape over the microphone. A lot of us at USAprepares.com who have notebook computers have tape over the camera, and we make sure the microphone is turned off. Frank, I saw easily 10 years ago, a demonstration where a person turned on the camera in a dormitory room of girls at college, just simply turned on the camera. And no one in the dormitory room knew that the camera was being turned on. I saw it as a demonstration of what hackers can do. Pretty scary stuff, huh?
Was this a peeping Tom or?
Well, it was like that. It was showing how someone who was inclined to be a peeping Tom, with the proper skills, could remotely turn on the camera and the microphone of notebook computers in a dormitory. And the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, sent home notebook computers with their students. And this is the government, the city of Philadelphia public school systems, remotely turned on the cameras and the microphones of notebook computers that they distributed to the students. They remotely turned them on and did not tell the students that they were spying on their home activities. And the story, you know, became public. So here we have, we talk about NSA, we talk about the spying. Well, the city of Philadelphia was spying on the families that they gave these notebook computers for the children to take home and use.
Yeah, I don't have anything with cameras on them, and I do that deliberately. But people who buy these contraptions should, set themselves up for the realization that, yes, you can be compromised, and you're just letting it happen. When you have these, because there's always a person with a lot of time on their hands who knows how to get into these internet systems and log on to and even take control of your computer. There was a fellow who had a baby microphone in their speaker in the baby's crib room and talking to the baby, and the parents were shocked. Well, you shouldn't be shocked, because if you got wireless and you got radio waves, anything can happen.
I was at a relative's house many, many years ago, and I was traveling on the interstate, and I bought a scanner. And so I was traveling down the roads, and I thought, you know, it'd be nice to have a scanner, so if there's an event ahead of us, we would hear about it on the scanner. Well, I brought the scanner into the house, and I showed the relative, and so they showed me the guest room and unpacked all my stuff, and so I had the scanner on, and I heard the lady of the house on her cordless phone on the scanner. You know, she's talking to her friends, and she's, you know, saying that she had company and all that kind of stuff. Well, I walked the scanner into the kitchen where she was, and she got a chance to hear herself on the scanner. And when she was done with the call, she said, "Wow, you know, I wondered why my neighbor up the road knew everything that was going on in our house." And it's because these cordless phones transmit. I mean, it's not like it's a line between the cordless phone and the receiver. It's a 360-degree radius that these phones transmit. That's why you can use them in your living room, your dining room, bedroom, outside, in the front yard, in the garage, in the backyard. You can even use your cordless phone at your neighbor's house. Okay? So they transmit pretty far, and we have people who have nothing better to do than listen in on phone calls of these cordless telephones. So just as a thought, I don't have a cordless telephone in our house. And I don't have a camera attached to a computer. Now, Genesis would like me to do that. They'd like Vinny to be on video, but Vinny's dragging his feet. Because I'm concerned that someone might be able to turn it on remotely when I haven't disconnected it or something like that. Just a thought, Frank, and I'm glad you're on the same page. And by the way, when you mentioned people having a lot of time on their hands, that's what government employees do. Government employees complain they're so hard at work, so they're overworked, they're overstressed. Those guys have more time on their hands. I have never seen any group of individuals work so little and get overpaid so much as government employees. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Not making friends here with government employees, but that's okay. Frank, let's talk about the job market. What's going on in the job market?
Well, you're seeing, again, persistently high levels of unemployment, and you're also seeing a lot more people moving back home with their parents because they simply can't get jobs. To me, that's the real unemployment indicators. How many people are moving home to live with their parents? And I think a lot of it, though, has not per se to do with economics. I think a lot of it has to do with technology because, of course, you have one Caterpillar tractor does the same work as 100 people. The internet works that much more faster. The kind of jobs you're seeing more generally low-paying jobs that really should be low-paying, like working in car rental, customer service and whatnot. And therefore, I don't really see, I think that I see this as more of a systemic built-in unemployment than there's going to be some miracle drop in unemployment where you're going to have a lot of high-paying jobs. I just don't see it happening.
Frank, you're absolutely right. When I look, as you were saying this, the Caterpillar tractor, I've got about 100 horsepower tractor, and I can attach it to a 15-foot back wing mower, the kind of mower that a highway department will use. And we've got one. And when I want to mow one of our fields, I can hook this up, and within about a day, I can mow about 40 acres. So how big is 40 acres? It's a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. And the reason it takes me so long to mow that is because there are trees and rock piles everywhere, and there's ponds and stuff in the field that I've got to mow around. And if it was just, you know, a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile, that'd be real easy. I could bang that up pretty quickly. But because I have to wind around with this mower, it takes about a day to mow 40 acres. Now, the point I'm trying to make is the tractor's about 100 horsepower. That would probably be the equivalent of trying to get maybe 50 horses, actual horses, to pull something to mow that field. And it would be an impossible task to cut it, you know, by hand, you know, with some kind of a blade that you'd carry with you and swing back and forth. That would take forever. So, yes, we have mechanized to a great, great extent. And that's how our family is able to manage our farm with so few people, because we use the leverage of technology. You're absolutely correct. And I don't see, unless we run out of oil, or unless oil becomes so cost prohibitive, I don't see much changing there.
You know, Vincent, I just want to share an anecdotal here for a second. I was watching a Civil War movie the other night about these Union soldiers staying in this Confederate household. And they had this young boy who was plowing a field for his mother with a plow and a donkey. And you can imagine how the kid was struggling. And then mm-hmm. the older Union captain comes out and shows them what to do and how they're plowing this dirt and how the grass is going over and the dirt is coming up. And you know, it was not really a lot of land. But can you imagine, you look at a big agro plantation or agro crop mm-hmm. today, and you compare it to this young kid's donkey and plow, just how far we've come along.
Yeah, Frank, if you consider what would it take, let's say a person wanted to have a backyard garden, 20 feet by 20 feet, and all we had to do was dig up the grass, turn it over, that's it, put a shovel in it, take a shovel full of grass and turn it over to compost it a little bit. That's all we want to do. We want to go down 8 inches. That would be a 2-day task for most people. 20 by 20. Easily 2 days. And so what do? Well, we get a rototiller. And then we go, wow, this is really hard. I mean, this is a lot of work, rototilling a 20 by 20 garden. The point is, right, we have become so dependent on technology, and we don't plan. Because had we planned, we could have covered that dirt with plastic, and we could have made it soft, and we could have made it a lot easier to compost it and turn it over. But no, we wait till the last minute because we have the luxury of technology. When we come back, Frank, let's talk about the government shutdown. Will it ever happen? Frank Underhill, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I was just looking at the schedule. On Tuesday, the 27th, that's tomorrow, Free Strike Guy is going to be with us. And I'm going to ask him what it's like the first time a person jumps out of an airplane. He's done it many times. Now, on the 30th, I've invited Matt Jones to be with us. Matt Jones is the CEO of Cedarside.com. Very briefly, I was trying to solve the problem with fleas and ticks on our dogs. We have five dogs. We have a Neapolitan Mastiff, and we have an English Mastiff, and both of those dogs are inside-outside protection animals. They patrol the property, and they're flea and tick magnets, and then the first thing they do is come on inside and bring them with them. So we don't like to use fipronil and some of those neurotoxins that destroy an animal's neurological system. So we don't use that. So that means that we're plagued with fleas and ticks. Well, in my search for a natural solution to fleas and ticks, I was talking about it with Dr. Norman Shealy. He's on the air with us every Wednesday. He was talking about a product that's known as Cedarside, Cedarside, Cedarside.com. And on on Wednesday, Dr. Norman Shealy and I are going to talk about this product. And on Friday, Matt Jones, the CEO of Cedarside.com, is going to be on the air with me. I've invited him to be on the air. And I told him that what I'd like to do is discuss my findings with him firsthand. So he has no idea what I'm going to say. And I'm continuing the evaluation. It's not complete. So I told him how I was going to do it. And that's Friday. Seriously. That might be an interesting broadcast. And also on Friday, Bert Bertonis is going to be joining with us. And we're going to be talking about electric cars from firsthand experience. What it's like buying one, what it's like owning one, what it's like driving one. We'll talk about the maintenance and we'll talk about planning trips because they don't go as far as you might like them to go. Would it work for me at the farm? No. No. But if you live in an area where there's an extension cord, you know, you can carry one with you, you might be able to recharge your electric vehicle, you know, when you get where you're going. So for me, it doesn't work, but for some it does, and it might even be a solution for some of you. And we're going to talk about electric cars on Friday. Frank Underhill's with us. Government shutdown. Frank, is that a possibility? What do you think?
I don't believe so. And, you know, and I say that because not that they, when I say they and talk about people who support shutting down government, like I believe all this stuff should be locked up myself anyways. But I don't, I think they just like to make headlines and I don't think they really mean it. And I don't know how you would.
Well, actually, I'd kind of like it.
Well, that's what I just said. But I don't know if they would know how to do it.
Well, you know, if the government did shut down, first of all, where I live in the middle of nowhere, nobody's coming to help me. The police aren't coming. Unless they're coming to bother me, they're not coming. Unless I call them and ask them to show up, they're not coming. And I kind of like it that way. So I'm thinking, for me, a government shutdown, okay, so the post office wouldn't work so well, that's fine. You know, there are a lot of things. What else wouldn't happen? We wouldn't have the police patrolling for speeders and taillights that are out and the lack of use of signals and those kinds of things. There would be fewer tickets, if probably no tickets being issued. It'd be kind of nice.
There's a lot of people who would like to see this happen.
Yeah,
but the unfortunate thing is that they say it, but they won't follow through on it.
Well, I'd really like to see it.
You and me happy and people in the same mindset, or are they fooling us, or what's their agenda? And, you know, you also don't say you're going to do it. You just do it. You know, you don't say, oh, I'm going to attack this country. You just go ahead and do it. And here they say, well, we're going to do this, and then there's this expectation that an event is going to occur, and then nothing happens.
Mm. Yeah, but we might attack Syria. You want to talk about that when we come back?
Sure, we can go into that, absolutely.
Yeah, Syria. Yeah, that might be the answer to our economic problems, Syria. Attacking the Middle East. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash today. God, you're
take my when you go to the DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us. If you'd like to contact Frank Underhill, you can go to underhillsecurities.com, U-N-D-E-R-H-I-L-L, securities.com. Frank Underhill was a trusted advisor to Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman would call Frank many, many times, and that's how I met. That's how I met Frank Underhill. One of the last things that Bob Chapman said to me just before he died, I was on the phone with him. On a Saturday, and he was in the hospital awaiting last rites. And I'm probably the last broadcaster to talk with the late Bob Chapman. And Bob Chapman said, Frank Underhill. And it was very, very hard to understand what he's saying. And he said, call Frank Underhill. Call Frank Underhill. And I really couldn't make out everything he was saying, but I pieced it together. And within a few days, I was able to speak to Frank Underhill. And we've been friends ever since. Frank's been to the Get Prepared Expo. We talk on the phone, you know, outside the broadcast. And he provided Bob Chapman with a wealth of up-to-date information about the market, the securities market, the mining sector, the resource sector. And Bob Chapman then used that information for his 44 hours of weekly broadcasts. Bob Chapman was on the air more than any radio personality you can think of per week. And he did not have his own broadcast. He was on probably every network you could think of, including George Norrie, George Norrie's Coast to Coast, and Alex Jones and so forth. So Bob Chapman was a great resource for what's happening in the economy. And he gave us an insight as to what would happen. He told us that probably within 12 months from now, the economy would collapse. That was his feeling. And that's what he told me privately as well as publicly. Frank, Syria. Syria, there's, you know, the media is saying that there's very little doubt that the Assad regime is behind the chemical attack on the people. Now, it looks like warships are headed that way. It looks like we're going to attack. I mean, that's what the media is telling us. We're going to attack. The media is getting, or the government is telling the media to get us ready for an attack. That could be another war. And, Frank, it's not just Syria that would be involved. What do you think?
Unfortunately, the United States military should only be used to defend itself. We don't have any place getting involved in other countries' civil wars. You know, we've seen this with, America got into Libya, overthrowing the government there. America got into Egypt, overthrowing the government there. Got into Yemen, overthrowing the government there. Everywhere we go is, in Tunisia, overthrowing government. Everywhere we go. So you can't blame this guy in Syria for keeping the U.S. out, because then he'll be next. And all these governments that have been overthrown, there's never been any a peaceful transition. They're still in protest. There's still strife. You know, you only have to look as far as Egypt to see what happens. And when you have these people of influence on these foreign relations committees, armed services committees, stoking up, we're going to go to war. Really, a country like Syria has never done anything to me. I don't have any beef against any Syrians in particular. And I don't know if any of your other listeners feel Syria's ever harmed them, but I can speak for myself. We have no business even showing what goes on in this place. This is an internal war that the fellow running the country's been inherited from his dad. And now they use the words chemical attack. Well, we've heard that chemical attack in Iraq, and look where it took us. It's like there's no end.
And we've heard weapons of mass destruction. I know a young man who wanted to shoot a machine gun. So he joined the army, and he went to Afghanistan. And he said he would never go back. Never go back. He would never reenlist. And what he thought that this was all about freedom and democracy, and actually it was about killing people. Frank, I have some very strong feelings about war, and they center around old men starting wars, and young men and young women dying. And then, of course, there are the civilian casualties and the collateral damage. Collateral damage means maiming and wounding and killing people that just happen to be nearby. It's all unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. And if you look at what the United States of America's government is doing, it's sticking its nose into other people's business. It's stealing their natural resources. It's stealing their wealth. It's manipulating their businesses. And it's not nice. It's not necessary.
And you know, Vinny, can I just say, too, that this even sticking the business even goes on probably some of the most pristine, visually pristine coastline. Like, if anyone would ever go to Morocco and look over the Mediterranean, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, et cetera, you know, geographically very beautiful countries. Mm-hmm. And to hear that we want to start going in and dropping bombs on more people that already got enough problems. They got their own bombs being dropped on them. They don't need, you know, bombs of foreign nations swarming in there and doing more destruction. I think they're doing a good job of it themselves.
Yeah, and how does Iraq look after we help them? After we helped bring them democracy by destroying their power grid, their electric generation plants, their water filtration systems, their water pumping stations, their cities, and then we littered the countryside with depleted uranium. How well is that working?
I don't think a large population like they have there has ever been in so much turmoil and peril in the whole history of the country as it is today.
Frank, I have to say that if some foreign country decided to help us out with our representative republic and then said, you know what, you guys really have some problems, you need our help, we're going to come over there and we're just going to bomb a few cities. Let's start with Springfield, Missouri, and you know, we'll help you restore your representative republic. We'll take out Springfield, we'll take out St. Louis, good measure, let's take out Kansas City, and we'll work our way outward from there. Frank, the farmers would be guerrillas. We would be in guerrilla warfare. We would instantly become hunters, and we would hunt the prey. And the prey would be those involved in destroying our way of life. That's what would happen. I'm certain of it. And what do we call the guys that do that? The guys like me and the other farmers who would respond to the threats of death from some invading force. What do we call those guys? Insurgents? Is that what we call them?
Insurgents. Yeah. And if you look at Syria, you know, the last thing Turkey needs, which is the gateway to Europe, basically, is a big onslaught of refugees pouring in there. And, you know, and I just like to suggest that anyone who knows anything about that country, they got Hezbollah running the gamut in that land. And so if you go in, and of course Hezbollah is a backdoor to Iran, and you're just going to be kicking over a whole hornet's nest, really, it's not a good idea.
You're absolutely right.
We got to keep our soldiers home.
Yes, and our founding fathers, brilliant, absolutely brilliant men, warned us about foreign entanglements. And, Frank, ever since we've had the Pentagon, we have never won a war. Before we had the Pentagon, we never lost a war. Frank, earlier we were talking about Sears. Sears is embarking, I think they've got 10 stores now that have been put on this trial program where they are leasing appliances. So for 18 months, you can make payments on that refrigerator that the person can't afford, and it can be delivered, and you can use it, and you pay on it. Now, if at 18 months, at the 18-month point, if you decide that you don't want it, they'll come pick it up, and you will have lost, you know, everything that you've put into it other than the value you've gained from leasing it. But they'll come and pick up that refrigerator, or you can make that final payment and own it. Frank, we have gotten to the point where we can't afford a refrigerator. And I want to talk about that. A refrigerator used to cost a few hundred dollars. Today, a refrigerator is so complex that it can cost a couple thousand dollars. Let's get back to having a refrigerator be what it is, or supposed to be, something to keep the contents cold at a specific temperature and have easy access to it through a door. How about having one of those instead of one with a television and all these other electronic features? And let's keep the price down. And by the way, Frank, this article that I posted on the website about Sears leasing these refrigerators talks about, you know, what happens if your refrigerator breaks and you've got to wait 2 months to get one. How do we get to the point where you can't go to an appliance store and buy an appliance and take it home with you right then and there? How do we get to that point? If you go to Sears and you want to buy an appliance, they have display models, but they'll ship you one or they'll deliver you one for you. But you can't take it right then and there unless it's a discontinued or returned floor model that is on the floor for clearance. If you want a new one, you're going to have to wait. How do we get to that point?
Good question. Absolutely.
And frankly, you should have a 3-in-1 hard start kit at your home to jumpstart your refrigerator or freezer. I bought one for $11.35 on eBay about a week ago. You ought to have one, class. Check it out. 3-in-1 hard start kit. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'd just like to mention, I talked about a 3-in-1 hard start kit. It's a little package that has 5 wires. And you can, if your refrigerator or freezer fails, you can attempt to restart it with one of these kits. I paid $11.35 shipped on eBay. You can find them on the internet for $8.99. You can buy them locally for about $30. I think you ought to consider having one. And I posted on the website what this looks like. So if you want to get one, this is the size for the common household refrigerator and freezer compressors. And it worked for me. I had a freezer that just stopped working. And it was the compressor. I determined that was the problem. I got a hard start kit, and I'm back in business. And it's a permanent fix if your compressor is in good shape. If your compressor is in bad shape, it will let you get along for a couple hours or a couple weeks. But if your compressor is still in good shape, it's a permanent fix. Frank, I wanted to share that we've got a meetup tonight, and I'll be talking about my thoughts and your thoughts. I'll do a recap on today's broadcast. We'll talk about the economy, gold and silver, and what we see tonight. Ziggy's 5:30, Springfield, Sunshine, and Glenstone. And Frank, if someone wants to get in touch with you, if let's say they have a portfolio of securities, what can you do to help them?
Well, I can. First of all, I just want your listeners to know I'm purely gold, silver, and energy. I don't like any technology issues, any banking deals, or industrials, or I like just straight commodities that trend to what the U.S. dollar does. If someone is coming to me to buy Microsoft or any of these other deals, I can't help you. But if you'd like to learn about gold and contra dollar investing, I'd be more than happy to go over it with you. Vincent, just before closing out about the Middle East, this is not the first time that we have ever had problems with them. I would just implore listeners just to look at the burning of the U.S. USS Philadelphia, great men like Stephen Decatur, who went to Libya to free our forces abroad. And this was back in 1802, 1803, you know, long before there was going in to kill bin Laden, you know, with helicopters and tech. This is where one man with 80 Marines went and did something bravely heroic. Very far from America, far from friendly waters. These are what true Americans do to help their fellow American in peril in lands abroad. Not going in and looking for another war to start, but I just like people just to read of great Marines like Sam Decatur and how he you know, really emboldened American foreign policy.
Yeah, I'm with you, Frank, and I'd like to share on page one on USAPrepares.com, there's a farm festival in Indiana, and the government is targeting farmers. Now, Mark Baker from Michigan was on the air with us on Friday, and the Department of Natural Resources wants to kill his pigs. He's got about 150 pigs now, and they're demanding that he kill them, or they're going to kill him, and they're going to arrest him. He's faced with what looks like $1.5 million fine right now, and it's growing every day because he's having more and more pigs. Well, USAPrepares.com, four of our instructors are going to Indiana to a rally to help support him, and we're calling attention to his plight. So he's a farmer in Michigan. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources wants him to stop producing a living. They say that his pigs are wild. They are not wild. And, you know, imagine that. Imagine the government saying that he has to kill his animals. He's not going to do it. He's risking going to jail. He's risking a massive farm that is in excess of his assets. And he's facing down the government. And we're going with him. Judy Dollarhide will be there. John Dollarhide will be there. Ken Hurley will be there. I'll be there. And hopefully others will join us. Post is on the website, page one, usaprepares.com. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. And if you'd like to call Frank, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Link on the website, underhillsecurities.com. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.